Volume on the Sigil of Yimyach Kli. We have a Mishnah, Dr. Kufal Fabian Aleph, and Jan, the Sigil of a Delas. You have this gourd that you hauled out, and you want to make it a bucket, take out water. So you put an Evan inside. So the Mishnah says it depends. If the Evan does not fall out, then you made the Evan into a Kli. If the Evan falls out, it's a case of a Muxamach the Skufoy. And if I get, it might be a case of Basel here and Salser. So basically, we have a Seidu here of an Evan and Rak, that's Muxamach the Skufoy, that we can make it into a Kli. I mean, our sugya is how in the world do you take things that are better than muksa gomer and miyachid it to make in the case of kelim over here? So first, the question is, why in the world do we have to do that before Shabbos? That's the starting point. Why? Let's come on Shabbos. No, I have this rack in front of me. I have to throw it at somebody called Shabbos. Okay, let's be miyachid right now on Shabbos. Why do I have to adopt it before Shabbos? Very clear from the sugya. So come along, the place came clearly from the sugya. That we know we have a cloud by now, Migdus Ketzoyim and Shmosha is Ketzoyim Kuli Yomei. I can't get to the local Maisi yet. The cloud is very simple. Anything that's Muksa and Shmosha is Muksa the whole entire day. Therefore, you cannot be Miyachad Kli on Shabbos. Why? Because once the Muksa and Erev Shabbos, Muksa Gomer, by Ben Shmosha, it's also be Muksa Gomer Kuli Yomei. Therefore, come along our Sugya, we have to Miyachad Erev Shabbos. If that's so, we learn the Sugya already of Shiva Kalim. Shiva Kelim Lach is whether it broke on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, if not Roy let Meim Lach, the Lach is its Muksa. Come along and Chayek Non ask the question, why can you not be Miyachidit, but can you be Miyachidit on Shabbos? The whole reason why we're saying you cannot be Miyachidit Midas Ketzoy Benesh Moshes, if this clip broke on Shabbos morning, but not Muksa Benesh Moshes, come along Shabbos and let's be Miyachidit. And say that these shards of glass that broke from your vase that your kids knocked over, okay, now I need to go throw it at somebody. I mean, Miyachidit. Why? Because there's no more Migidus Ketzoy anymore. Say the Chor does not help, but Sarachin is not sure why. I still see among the Paiskim, especially get to the case of Jajuim, we'll get to. It's not right to Malacha, but let's Miyachidit. The only reason why I think after Yich before Shabbos Migidus Ketzoy, he do not know Migidus Ketzoy, so let's be Miyachidit.
Okay.
On Shabbos. What's the Bayal there? He says maybe it's also, he's not sure if it's also, but Sarachin. The Meister Paiskim, again by the Jajuim we'll get to, we see clearly the Paiskim is discussing that you cannot be Miyachid things on Shabbos. It does not work, it does not help. Shalom Meister, why? So see, we have Nevetzel in the Mishnah Brewer, he wants a Taino. To make a Kli on Shabbos is a Baya of Makir Patish. He says in the back, of course, only Ade Makshavo, only the Abonon. But to make something on Shabbos, sorry, the Baya of Mingus Ketzoy, you have Inovia of being Masakimono. And therefore, for this reason, the Meister, we cannot be Miyachid things on Shabbos, whether we tell the Sugi Mingus Ketzoy. Mitzad the inyan over here, l'chor of an iser, to a bonon of mesakim mono of making it clear over here. Even though one time use, you've been making it an object that you cannot do on Shabbos. Now, once you are miyachidit, also, what level are we putting under? Is it now a kli gomer? That means you have this rock, but you miyachidit to be a doorstop. Is it a kli gomer or no? So among that point, we'll see, we're doing cases over here, how to miyachid things. There's something that's kozi to miyachid, something that's not kozi, yich la'ilam, something that's yich la'idei maisa. So first, something that is chotzi to be miyachid, and you were miyachid it, the loch is a kli gomer. Where do we see this clearly? We learn the sugya machat. In the case of Tzifid Aleph, we have this nail over here, this needle over here, that we come to, you made the needle, but you did not put inside yet the hole inside, the necker. The loch is that when a person on Shabbos is in Muxamach Maskupo, or kli shim lach the listener, come on the Mechaber, based upon the Gemara that says, since Dimna Nimloch Lai, you might change your mind and leave it as is, they put a nickel in the category of a Kli ready. The first one you said is, you have to understand this, with Kash over here. We're saying over here, Dimna Nimloch Lai, it's a Kli right now. You get the cases that are Chosi. You have the case of this palm branch, that Chosi is still upon. So it should be a Kli right now. Why, once we see these Seif of Machat, the Zim Nimloch Lai, we mentioned already last time, that's why it could be toilet paper, and paper towel, and silver foil, and these screws, all these things that people might change and use, as the matzav is right now, as they get it clear right now. So when we're discussing the palm branches or these racks, other things that are fuzzy, you might change your mind, and might use it, it should be clear right now. What's going on between the case of Machat, versus all the cases we discussed now, from Sif Chof to Sif Chof Dalaf Abay, all these cases are also fuzzy. A lot of these cases are fuzzy. So if it's fuzzy, it should be clear right now. The first you saw to Mechalkin cases is, the case of Machat and the Tsurim that we mentioned about toilet paper are cases where we came to develop the making of the Kli. You already didn't act to make it, we're just on the way finishing the product. The question is, stop here or can you stop later on? It's on the assembly line creating it. Are you going to on the way making the car, did you finish making it? It'll be a kli. You're on the way making it, that's the question. Zinnam nimla kalayu, has it get a kli right now? Or you see coming to make it a kli? If not zinnam, you can change your mind to go use it as a matzvah right now. It's right now, muksamak muskufay. All of our cases, whether the case over here of the rock, or the stones, or the palm branches, or the skin, all these cases, you didn't take it at all to make it a kli. In that case, if it's kli, you'll have its kli, lo kli, you'll have its kli. That's the cases over here. So first again, the mechalik, the idea that you plan to change it, make it their kli, it depends. If you already started making it, like those one tiny toilet paper, you start making it, whether it's finished or not, but people on Shabbos using the matzvahs right now without ripping it, that's already nechal negedav a kli. Now we see again, in this halacha machat, that's one by machat, number two by machat, Mishmur says, but let's say you're miyakir it, and you leave it, and you do the act, not zimlin, you change your mind, some people change your mind. You did change your mind, what's the halacha? Says Mishabur, then it's halacha by yosef yichud. And what's the halacha of yichud? It's kli shemach leheter, no problem. First we see the aside, when you're making a miyachid into a kli, when it's chazi to miyachid it, what's the halacha? It's a kli gomer. It's a kli shemach leheter, whatever you miyachid do, it's a kli gomer. That's again the case with chazi to make it into this kli. In the case with not derech to miyachid it, and you miyachid it lo'ilam, that'll be against the kofal, in the case of these stones of the bricks, these bricks left over for the building, zavonim shedirbach. So this is a shalom among the achronim. The chayodim come along and says, "Ma'isem miyach lo'ilam." It's back to be a case of a kli, and whatever comes on the kli is a kli gomer. You can move it for its establishment. Another tashmishim. Again, the people going to down this question says, "Tzorachin." Most poskim seem to go like the chayodim. Held in a third case over here, when the case is not direct miyachid it, and you miyachid al day ma'isem. That means not lo'ilam. So why do we see clearly it helps in the Shulchan Aruch? Question: what does it mean it helps for? It helps daka for the yichud that you did per se. You miyachid for this specific act, and you can use it for this act, but be'etzah still is a muksamak maskufay except for this act. You're not mekatz das from this act. But no, they say the yichud, what do? You made it a kli. It's kli shemach le'etzah. I can move it even zarkufay, mekomay, mechamal, etzel. Shel makogis chayot from the grass. The grass says what you did, you miyachid for, the maisel, the lochid, it's only mut of what you miyachid for. That you're not makatz das. Everything else maisel is also. Zarkuf mekomay is also. Mechamal, etzel, maisel is also. Chalim said, no, you miyachid it, I did maisa, it's not a kli. Kli shemach leheter, mot zar kufa mekaymai. That's a mavuch among the achoinim, exactly the paskin.
What?
You made it into, you're miyachid not maksa from this specific thing. And they have a right, the sugi of offer, the lochon hilchos yontif they're coming from, that you put in your house to cover only tzoya, not cover, don't say dam. The gemara that is closer, maybe it's not a case that would work to cover the case of dam. So those one machal look is the case of offers in one-time use. You can't make a record with that. They're coming from a sugyo. The question is that when you do an act of miyachid something, maybe that's not enough making the kli. It's enough to take off that sub with a specific action, but not making the get of a kli. So again, it comes out number one, the get to the sugyo of yichud. First of one yichud, either mitzad yabaya, which not to run shabbos makafajus. And once you are do the act of yichud, is the kli gomer, most cases the kli gomer, just when you're miyachid something that's not fuzzy for a specific action. And they might say that's a shalom among the achrayim. Now, to go through the halachas, best of we have two different sugyas. We have sugya nach nunam and aleph, we have sugya nach kufaf heim and beis. And we have to go through both sugyas and see what the difference is and how to apply the halachas myself. So first go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, how it brings it down. You have a sugya and daf nun. The Gemara discussed the case of a cheriyah shel dekel. You have this palm branch that the leaves fell off. You left just with a stem. You came along and they cut off the tomorrow the dates. So now people usually cut off and now they plan to burn the stem over here, the palm branch over here. The question is, what's the halacha on Shabbos? How do you make it to be a case that it's a kli that I can use it on Shabbos? So Gemara brings down three different shitas. Either we have Ashi says you can do an act of shiur, you have to do an act of mice over here. Shmuel says machshav itself is enough. And Rashi says the fact that you sit upon it, that itself is enough over here. Now the Gemara explains that even though we have three amoraim over here, Betzim each amoraim is really paskling like a different tano. The three different tanoim over here, Rav is paskling like a chanina ben Akiva. The heels again the maestro. The Indian over here is within a maestro over here. You're doing an act of kshir over here. Gemara does speak out unless a person is torid like a base of mishnah, base of oval. When the case is cannot do a maisa like a case of offer. That's the first shita. Again, the second mahalakha shmuel go like a shimmer gamliel that even machshava works. And then we have Rav Asi that says like the brisa. But the case of semer, when they put a wound on your hand, that he holds the loch is, that's good enough even either yeshiva v'almo. brings the also of Ashi says also right from another brayso, the fact that a person has kasha gabe mito, use it one time. That ma'aser yeshiva ba'alma works. Now, again, we have three different sheets over here. I think this is yisoid of the machlokes over here. Is that be'etzem mishmuah brings down from the beis and the Makom Mishnah. What's the avono why it should work machshava? What's the concept over here? In the Chur, the reason why it's muksa is your machshava made it muksa. Be'etzem you have this palm branch. It's really safe for the case of sitting upon it. It's really safe for straight for the go burn it. How did it come muksa? Your machshava said I plan to cut up the tomorrow and I'll go burn it. Says the Rishayim the Pesukim, since it's Adei Machshava, one Machshava can be oiked another Machshava. If you want me to do a Machshava on Erev Shabbos and make it into an act of a cleave, make it ois even, one Machshava is oiked another Machshava. What could be the Yisrael Machloikes over here is that Rav says you need a Maisa by the case of these, it's not enough Machshava. What is the reason why it's not enough Machshava? Because since the Derech is to take these palm branches, to tie it all together and make it, let's say in the case of a mat, you did not do the Maisa yet, there's a Reis on your Machshava. Why? It's just a palm branch. You don't sit on a palm branch. It's a thin stem, a shedra, who just sits upon it. Elamai, you did. That's not enough. It's a reyeso. The derech is really, you have to go tie it. That's what you're supposed to go do when you come to make it over here. Varaya, it's only reyeso. But let's say you do not have this reyeso. For example, you run out of time. It's a base, oval base mishtah. The Gemara says very clearly, even Rav himself agrees that loch is that makshava works. That means he agrees to say makshava works when there's no reyeso. Or for example, it's not shakdu or maisel, like case of offer. Rav agrees, Machshava works. So again, he's saying that Machshava, Oik Machshava, even Rav, which says Maisa, agrees to it. When there's no problem over here, when it's not possible, or you did not run out of time. But you have the time, why didn't you do it already? This is the Reisah. Why didn't you tie it up? Why didn't you make it to mat? Why didn't you make it to something you sat upon? Why? That shows the Reisah in your Machshava. Let's call the story of Rav, that he really does agree to the story of Machshava, Oik Machshava, except when there's Reisah. Come along, Shmuel, he went very simple. And he says that the idea is that Machshava works. Why push Machshava? Oik Machshava. If Asi's been Machadish, that even when you sit upon it, that in itself is a Gila Daitai, the words of Rashi, the Gila Das is enough to make it Machshava. You know, positive act, the fact that you did papayal, that's enough of a Kumachshava culture, it's enough to show that you plan to sit upon it. But it means everyone really agrees to the idea of Machshava, Oik Machshava. The question is it Machshava culture? And what happens if you have a race over here? Let's call the Lumdis over here. Look, how do we paskin? So Tosfos at the page of Nun brings down two different sheetahs. It brings down the very time that he says he paskin l'chum like Rav need a ma'aser. Again, unless it's impossible, in the case person is torahed. Atzad Hasheni, the Beis Yosef brings down the Haigon, the Gois Mamid, who wants paskin l'shum gomil. But ma'aser Tosfos himself brings down the Beis Shimshin. And come out, oh, we shouldn't go this way. We paskin like the Vasi, that even yeshiva itself works. Ma'aser comes along again, the Roy Bishonim. Tosfos brings down again the Beis Shimshin, the Ban, the Rosh, the Rif. The Rambam, the Big Three, they all come along the Paschal, like Lamaisa, like Rav Asi, the Yeshiva itself works. Now, once we pass like this Big Three, the Machab and the Poskim, afterwards, Paschal, even Yeshiva works. Now, the question is, what are the levels here? We have Yeshiva, we have Machshav, we have Maisa. Maisa Vat is the highest level that a person will need. Where do you put the next two? Is Yeshiva next or Machshav next? So, the Beis Yosef does bring down a Ramban that says the next level over here is the case of Yeshiva. And Machshava is even less than that, which is a Chiddush. Maisa brings down a place of Echidna the way, and the way we should not go this way. But as far as Yeshiva, the Maisa is the lowest level. It's not that way from Rashi, it's only a case of a Gilad Daitan per se. But Machshava Betzim is a higher level. And therefore, once you pass it like a Vasi, it comes along, we pass it everything, Lekulo. And when we hold by this case over here, where you have these palm branches, what works? Number one, Yeshiva works. If Yeshiva works, certainly Machshava works. If Machshava works, certainly Maisa works. So Maisa, we hold what? Like all three, everything works to miyakad it, to make it easy to act in the case of a kli shumach leheter. Now in this, once you say Machshava works, like again, not like Ramban, what defines the ghetto of Machshava? So the Torah comes along and says, even Machshava sits upon him during the week, that's the Machabah brings down, Mishmur brings down, Eliyahu wants to be factored for two reasons. Number one, the idea that Machshava during the week helps the Machlech Yishonim brings down. And number two, that Machshava itself works, Ramban argues also. So once Rabban argues the whole story of Machshava, oh, is Machshava during the week is Machloikis? So come along the Eli Rabba says, before we have a could be Machmi over here. Then everyone wants to say, be Machshava during the week does not help over here. Maish Mishibur, at least over here, is Mitzadis that way to be Machshava for Shabbos. However, when you get to Sivkov Dalit, the local over there by the case of Pishtin, Mishibur brings down a local of Maish, it sounds like a carrot, he passed like Tukulo, and Sivkon Chav Gimel, that even Machshava for Mimechol and Maish works. So when the Maisa comes out, we have this halacha, a dinvak, al gabe sorry, in the Chorish Shal Dekel over these palm branches, again, the definition over here we'll see is that when it's chozi, it's a oimid, saifa sreifa, saifa yeshiva, we pass in yichul ha-maisa works. Now, there are cases that the swarm that the we shouldn't want discussing. Sometimes I see the malachim bring them down, which is very strange, because it was again those days and not again nowadays. I mean, you cannot really follow the case of the Sedra Shulchan Aruch, which is a case that Sedra Shulchan Aruch, as a case that's causing that it would work. Either in one case, a wasted test, discussing case of captain, do a tmona with it. You must it over there. If you do either a maisa, yeshiva, machshava, anything the maisa works, that's one case to look about. Another case of a chavah bring down, you have a stone to crack nuts, which they, not fuzzy, but I guess in those days was fuzzy, also would work. Another case brought down by us in Sif Chav Gimel, a case where you have these branches that came off from the tree, it's maybe a fly swatter to kill the bugs. That's also a case that's chazi, has the same aloha. And the case over here, you see the case of this Mana Chazal. Again, sometimes I see them locked and bring down these cases, that's very strange. A lot of we do not follow what says this Mana Chazal. We just take the kolom out of this Mana Chazal, we have to apply it to this Mana Zed. Now, to do that, we have to obviously get to the next Sif, Sif Chav Aleph. Sif Chav Aleph is the second Sif, the Gemara Kuf Chav Heim and Beis. You have a case over there of an Nidbak Shal Avonim. You basically, you're building a house, you have these stones left over from the house. The question is, are they Muktzah on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara brings it along, the Pashas it is. We have a nice day, Rebbe went to this place, we saw that the Nidbak, his Kol told the Talmidim, go ahead, we want it upon it tomorrow, and therefore go B'chishim upon them. What does that mean, the Gemara? Really, what to go do? We have three different sheets. Rebbe says, we do not need a Maisah. Atzal HaSheni, Rabbi Yechon comes along and says that we do need a Maisa. What type of Maisa? Rav Ami says, Tzei L'modom. And Rav Asi says, Tzei V'shifshif. Go to an active shifshif over here. Now, we paskin like Rav Ami. The look is Tzei L'modom, go down that way by the Mechaber. Now, just to explain, obviously, what that means, how to apply it, that where the sugya is coming from is again really building upon the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have Evan, Afi Apovis, what's the look in that case? So Gemara is Machlokes, we have Ami and we have Asi also, that we have the Evan of Pidah Chavis, you put it there, is it Mukhtar the Evan or is it Kli? Came along, we have Ami and he says, the Maisa, it's Mukhtar, but it's the case of Reniach, it's a case of a Bosses, which I'm going to think of Bosses obviously. But Ami says, forget, when you put the Medas, it's definitely again making it a Kli over here. So we have Machlokes, we have Ami and Asi, and again putting an Evan Medas on top of a Chavis, what is that? Says the Gemara, Ami and Asi are Lishitosoi. Rav Asi comes along and says, Alokha is, that a Maisa Kolduhu in the Maisa is a Nuf over here, and therefore, case of Shifshuf, therefore, Evnapia Chavis is a Nuf of the Maisa Kolduhu, and therefore, making the case of Kleel here. Vami said, no, the Maisa, you need a Maisa over here. Say the Modom, what does it mean, say the Modom? Machloik is Rashi and Rambam, and so we're talking about Mishnah Berurah. The Rashi said, since just put over there, and therefore, you will not have to move it on Shabbat, and you're not making the Kleel because you need a Maisa Gomer. Well, the Ram said, say the model when you shifted it, it's an area that is a Maisa Gomer, and you made it into Kli. So either Mahalakha you learn Shana Rav Ami, Eben agrees you need a Maisa Gomer. And since you don't have a Maisa Gomer, for that reason, according to Rav Ami, putting an Evan on top of a Chavis is not a Maisa Gomer. Therefore, it's a Mokhtar, it's a Boston on Shabbos. That's what it says in the Sugya. Come along the Magna Mishnah, they say something down, a Shiloh over here. We have two Sugyas. Number one, they point out, that came along the rip, and he brought out the sugya Nachnuno ben Aleph, the case of these palm branches. Yet he did not bring down our sugya, not bring down anything of Ami Avasi, Nidach Shalavainim. Why did he not bring it down, Aleph? Second, is Maisa's theories of Avasi. Avasi Maisa is the one we pass like a Nachnun. He says, Machshava, Yeshiva, everything Maisa works. He comes along over here, and he paskins. The law is that it's not enough over here, they'll hear the Maisa, you need a Maisa. So he's come along with Asi and says, need a Maisa over here. So since he's the one who says, need a Maisa, the Chud is the steer over here. Say, the Motam, he needs a Maisa. So how in the world could Asi, Hasi, he's not need a Maisa, not doing over here, you need a Maisa? That's the second question. So I said, save a shifshuf. Save a shifshuf. So once he says, you need a case of shifshuf, you need a maiso. How in the world say it? Again, a maiso called room, we need a whole box of any maiso. How in the world come over there in the afternoon and say, you do not need any maiso? Now, first, this question that the base is bringing down, this is a point. You read places up, Kuf Chofem and Beis, he is a kasher. So, or one of the world's the base is to get places. Tell first tarish is very simple. Over here in the Kuf Chofem and Beis is of Asi, and the one in the afternoon of Aleph is of Ashi. And Be'etzim, it really are two cases over there, two rights, over there. One's clearly Rav Ashi. Question: who is the man the Omer in earlier that's being Michael Ida Yeshiva? Said Taisis Rav Ashi, and therefore there's no kashuv. So number one, why do you think Taisis is not sure? Number two, he's coming along the Ketzer Mishnah and he's saying this in the Magen Mishnah, the kashuv upon him. You look at the Magen Mishnah, it brings down the Gemara and the Gemara Daf Nun, and it brings down three times of Ashi, Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi. He says it. I look at the Frankel that says Rav Ashi. Look at the backbone change of the Gersor. So the Taisis says to make him a chalik. The Magen Mishnah brings down the Gersor of Rav Ashi and Daf Nun. And yet someone come along the Beis Yosef that has a kashuv series of Rav Ashi versus Rav Ashi. Lo yedeh, kashuv. The Magen Mishnah this is a second question the Beis Yosef has. A third thing he points out, series halacha the Rambam, that you do have to answer. The Rambam somehow brought down halacha ma'isin of a perek papay, the singular like Rav Ashi and Daf Nun that even yeshiva works. Yet by the case of Nidbak Shalav Adam, he came along and says, you have to do an active shiv, or say the modem of Ami, he says you have to do a ma'isin. The fact that not a ma'isin, says does not seem to work. Those are the three questions over here. Come along the Beis Yosef based on Magen Mishnah says economy, they're two separate sugyas. One has nothing to do with another. Sugya and Daphnun is something that's cozy, it's oimid. People usually take these palm branches and make into mats to sit upon for yeshiva. Mashenki, in the case of the Kuf of Hema Beis, it's Nidbak Shalav Adam, they're not oimid for anything. They're made to be racks. It's not cozy. For them, what's not cozy is any of the maiso. Things that are cozy. Machshav is enough, Shiva is enough. Things in the Maisa are not fuzzy. The law is that you need a higher level. You need a whole focus of Maisa. It's a Maisa. Halacha Maisa, how do we pass in Simcha Palav? Come along the Machaber, and he passes in Lachura, the law is like the Rambam, that a person that does it, it's a different level over here, you need a Maisa. He'd be Machaber, Machaber, two Sigyas. Come along that more. And they mean that the Mordechai does not be Machaber, two Sigyas. They look in the Mordechai inside, says not to be between the two sugyas, and why both of them to be a chumrah. But the Mala Maisa is going that we said not to be chalak, and therefore once you pass him, like if Atz Lekula and Daphnun, the Paschim we are also Lekula. That means it's true what the Ramah says, that the Mordechai says to equate two sugyas. And we took the Mordechai, meaning the Kula, and everything is much as Sai Machshava and Yeshiva works in the case by the case of Cheru Shaldekel, but we know here also Nimdav Shalavanim, also Yeshiva and Machshava also works. That's how the Ramah went. The Maisa, the Ramah, Agam El Rab, does pass this way. Come along the Meshvuach, the Mogavram, the Chayadim, the Graz, went this way, also no. We're going to pass like the Mechaber. We're going to come along to Mechaber, to the two Sigyas, whether it's Chazi or Lo Chazi. The case when it's Chazi, we'll have all the Kulas, Yeshiva, Machshava, Maisa, Masha Enke, but the case of Lo Chazi, it's not Oyim Mekah, what's the Lokha is going to be the case of a Maisa. Next thing is, come along to Simcha Beis and brings down the idea of Yichel Oilam. Now, does Yichel Oilam the Maisa work, and when exactly does it work? This idea of Machshava, they're saying Machshava certain times maybe does not work. How do we apply it? So again, come along to the Mechaber and bring down first Stam, then the Mishraimim. Do a person need a Maisa over here or not? Mechaber starts with Stam, then a Yichel Oilam, Maisa, case of that it works even by the case of Loi Chazi. In the case of Loi Chazi, he ends up bringing down the Rash, but says, no, the Maisa, you need, you still need a Maisa over here. So Pashas and Mechaber stop Yishurim, Paskin that Yichud Lo'ilim does work. The Ramah says in Chaynikr, you said this earlier, and Paskin that a Yichud Lo'ilim works even if it's not fuzzy. Mishibur Paskin away, it's coming away, it's going to the Zayin. If Paskin that case is not fuzzy, Yichud Lo'ilim and Maisa does work. Even those who want to be Machma, like the Rajbo, Mokhavob points out, and the only time we're saying you need a Maisa is something that's only for Maisa. If it's not only for Maisa, like it's an offer, you cannot do a Maisa. Even the Mandiyomo says, that you need a Maisa, in this case, Machshava itself would work. Of Yichel Oilam would work, Loilam. The Maisa comes along that we have, Chur Lalocha, two Eterim by the case of Loi Chazi. Number one, we have a Heta of a Maisa, and number two, we have a Heta of Yichel Oilam. That means Loi Chazi has two separate ways to make it intricately, that will not be Moksan Shabbos. Say Maisa, say Lamodom, or say it's an act of Shifshif. A second way is Yichel Oilam. Now, what is the way it has to go to Yichel? It's Yadu Bepanah. So a gamma fim golem sounds like what does bring down you have to do a bepeh. Maisa Mishbu bring down machayodum that bepeh you do not need to do it with your mouth. Machshav is enough. The swash way is wasted. The swallow is your machshav is oiker, the standard machshav of the ilum to make it into a kli that is right now. So no, I think I think only in case of Yichel Oilam. Lukura. They're discussing Yichel Oilam, not Yichel Zman. We don't get Yichel Zman yet. Lukura, they're discussing only Yichel Oilam. Now come along again, so we're saying very clearly we have two separate terms. Number one, we have a heter of a case of Yichud Olam, we have a heter of Maisa. First, what does it mean, Maisa? We have two terms. Maisa means the mean you have to get this rock, you have to shape it to make it a balka. So now I'm ending the clue. Come along, I'll point out clearly that no, the study of doing a Maisa means you have to ask Megala Das, I want to use it as a clue. I have this rock, I want to make it a doorstopper. After this Megala Das, how do you go do that? So we have different cases. They say, for example, either you take upon it, you have this rock, you write upon it, Shabbos. You paint it, you cover it, you chip it, you do all the different, you clean it, you do something to show. It does not mean you have to make it into a kli. It means you have to do an act to show that I plan to go use it. A lot of times, I plan, and that, yeah, any gila das, which the chayodim is, you have to make gala daitoi, or mishavuz, maisin, the mechir, I plan to go use it. Any way you want to take this rock and do it on Shabbos, what do you have to go do? You have to write upon it, do an act to show. Now that's two term. A couple of Mishavu and throws in the third heter, by the case of Nachazi. His words are on Sivkon Tzadik Gimel. Murogol b'moisachol, l'shtamash from Eidah, tashmash shagi, even not miyachidit b'ferish. A new heter of Rugilus. He comes along and says, a person is rogol, let's say he has a rock, and he puts it by the door. A person is rogol to go do it constantly. The loch is, and the maiso will be mutter. Also, even if it's not chazi. Now, Tanish is, maiso, why is that so? Because against Rav Ami and Rav Asti, against the Sugi, wants to argue the point. So, where the Achrenim explain the Mishnah Berurah, or Shabbos brings it down. What's happening when Yachid, when we're struggling to use a specific stone over and over, that's Ke'in, doing Yichud Olam. You don't have to do Mamish, Miyachid, Machshava. The fact that you're being struggling to use this thing over and over, that itself is in the category of Yichud. It's like a sub branch of the idea of Yichud. I mean, saying Yichud Olam works, same idea, Rikilas also works. I didn't do anything to it. I didn't ship it and paint it and cover it. I didn't do anything to it. It's not a Maisa. I didn't do an act. Again, I did Maisa here, but look, Chalzi, you have to do an act to it. Shabshif, something to it. That's an act. It's in it, it's built in, look, everyone sees that something happened over here. It has to be a kochel that something happened over here. Not a kochel, when you take the rock away, you did nothing to it, it has to be regulus. Now, what is the get over here of the definition of ruggle, the third half of that kind of point out from Mishnah Berurah, again, it's a sub-branch of the idea of Yifel Olam. They point out, the Mishnah Berurah and Rishon Tetz discussing this question. Over there, discussing putting either katan around Mitzvah Tzmono, or putting Avonim around Mitzvah Tzvah Tzmono, it really makes two categories. Mishra writes very clearly over there, the two levels. There's something that a person is not, when he uses it, he's definitely not to throw it out. Discussing a case over there of Muchen, of Katim, to Atmon, he says, after you do it two times already, that's regilus. Twice is enough. Then he discusses the things that are, once you do it one time, the definitely have to throw it out. That's it, even if you do it 10, 20, 30 times, not enough. You have to be Miyachal Oilam. Discuss like Avonim, he says, that you have to Miyachal Oilam. So he says, it really depends. The heter of regilus, you come from a Bach, basically from the back that way, the look is in this Yisrael of Regilus, the head of Regilus is doctor, something that after you do it, you keep doing it over and over. That means if you have a rock by your door, that when you put it one time, you can throw it out, one other head there. You put it by the door, people use it over and over, you have the head of Regilus. That means a rock by door, the door, why is it not Muxa? If you do an act constantly, and people not, a big rock by the door, people not just take it, pick it up and throw it out. They leave by the door, they do not need a Yichel Olam, they don't need a lot of people do Yichud Olam, but have to be there and use it constantly during the week. That itself is enough. So Regilus has a category in Yichud Olam. So come on again, we have three levels over here. Three attempts of Loichalzi. Number one, again, we have a heter of Yichud Olam. Second, we have a heter of Maisa. Third, we have a heter of Regilus when a person does not throw it out. Take an example. They discuss a person, let's say he has money. Money is not Chalzi for other things. Not Chalzi at all on Shabbos. But it's not Chalzi for other things. Can you mean Yachid on Shabbos to have a use? Come on, the Mishavu and Simon Shin Gimel, he brings down Kivega to Yisrael Shabbos, and if you're Miyachid at Lo'ilom, he says, Echanami Kami Mekel. Now, come along, the Chazush, he disagrees. He says, there's no concept of Miyachid money Lo'ilom, because after you Miyachid it, after you plan to use it back as money again. This argues that the concept knows Miyachid money Lo'ilom. They point out, but let's say you do Miyachid money Lo'ilom, for example, you have a coin collection. Says, Mir Shabbos Mosase, or for Shabbos, it's not Muxem Shabbos. It's not, it might be a waste of time, but it's not, it's Klisha Makhletu. A stamp collection. It was not used. What's a lofa? It's a collection, and these things they want to be a klisha malakula heter, a stamp collection, a coin collection on Shabbos. Why is miyachal oilam to be a collection of things, not to be money anymore? No one's buying it anymore. Now, if you're doing it, mitzad, you're a collector who sells it, it might be Chisar and Kis, it might be all the volume over here. But let's say the kids are, what? Chisar. Chisar, right, Chisar already. It might be a different Indian over here. But let's say you just stop collecting and you have a, and you have box and you draw or whatever, no real value to it, or cheap ones. That look for the cliche locked on the header. It would not be a problem because the yichel oilam, or if you really struggle to it, and that's the standard people can do, people not throw it out, be nichel negedi, you have to be yachid, you have to know the suga am be miyachid it, it's enough for ruggle, that'll be nichel in the category of yichel oilam, and therefore not be mukhsa on Shabbos. That's what something is not chozi. Something that is chozi, for aside for that being a rock, aside from being a kli, come along the machabah being down, maybe in that case enough to be yachid it for Shabbos. Maybe Machshav Yaakov Shabbos is not. The Ma'aseh is Machlok is the Rishonim of this Halacha. Machlok is Rad versus Rashba, put down the base Yosef. Halacha Ma'aseh, the Mechabas Yesh Oimim. The Graz and the Chayodim Or Chashukhan Ma'aseh are Mekel. They said that Yichel Shabbos itself is not. At the Hashem, the Kishon Or Ma'aseh says to be Machmer. Mishmur, the way I bring it down over here, says the Mokmat Tzorich, a person can be Mekel for Yichel for Shabbos. Now they do point out there are at least three other Mishnah Brewers that says straight up is Mutter. Bishmuel Simchon Kuf, Bishmuel Simchon Shin Gimel, Bishmuel Simchon Shin Yabez, they write the Ikke Gedeh Rishon of the Maisets Mutter, even Vichel V'Shabbos. They point out what's Pshat in the Mishnah Brewer, it says Mokhma Tzarech, always two ways to read the Mishnah Brewer. Is he be Esami Machmer, but Mokhma Tzarech Yishami Lismar, or forget Esami be Mekel, but why not let's be Machmer? They point out Birkin Mishnah Brewer saying the Kula. If that's been possibly right, other places clearly it is Mutter, Mokhma is Mutter if it's this Vichel V'Shabbos. Maisel. Miyachid, do something more, do an act to it, do something more to it, and then we tell you that it's better to be chushish l'chomro, agam mikadin, mutter to miyachid just for Shabbos. So gets the, comes along, what's the heter, what's the club by things that are chazi, either it's machshava enough for Shabbos, or yeshiva itself is enough, or maislam itself is enough. Those are three heterim. It's got some practical cases. One case is, what about sand on Shabbos? So, what exactly is a loch of sand? So first by sand, there are two places you can have it. You can either have it by the seashore, or you can have it in the sandbox. So, seashore is by the yam, by the ocean, seashore, fine. By the seashore. So, what is that in that case? So first, why in the world by seashore is it muksa for? Is it muksa? All the swamps say it's muksa. I'm not clear exactly why that's so. I assume by seashore, private beach, right? It wasn't it had no sand, they'll bring in sand. Just make that sand, you have to walk upon it, play with. So, I'm not clear why in the world, by a seashore, it might say everyone's down, it's Muxan Shabbos. It's brought there to be used. Elamai, tell me, what? Elamai.
It looks like a beach if there's sand there, not because they're not to use it. It looks like a beach.
If they would not have it even not look like a beach, the first of all is precisely for stopping the waves from coming, people use it. It's clearly, it's an Enlaheter. It has two uses over here.
Usually
there. Can you play? It could be again. Even if it is, it isn't. So what? You would have brought it there. Who cares? If I have the objects here that I plant, I'm using. People use. They play with it all the time. So what is that? What? Yeah. So people play with it. Meister swarm. Either the Vina Hobiyasha, the Isthmus question, he says the Meister gets made for when people swim, and swimming itself is also. Then he wants a tiny, it's not nickel again, every clear over here. Not clear why that's so. Well, the Isthmus Yom Zobah, he says, you know why? Because Mechubah Lekarko. And we see that Lach HaMishmur brought down the Sebkon Pei Aleph, the Sugi really called Kofayim and Beis, by the Zemayra, that even though we say Machshava works, Machshava does not work in terms of the Mechubah Lekarko. And there, by Mechubah Lekarko, you need a Maisha and not Machshava. You need a Maisha and not Machshava. But if that's so, that means come along with all these racks on the floor, couldn't be Yom Zobah. Those one time they go around and they say we have to all the racks in Yerushalayim to make up on Shabbos, and therefore that's why people have to racks on Shabbos. And I'm not sure why that works, how that works exactly. Lachora, even if you want kind of it does work, which is not so why, that how it work, my yichud work for everybody to make all the racks there, so it'll be a case of.
Because you don't really know it's better than Shabbos.
Welcome means I used it a couple of times.
So you meant to have
what?
No.
So these racks and so on. I said I don't know how that works. I agree. You have another bayah. Machshav doesn't work by the kids things in the public car go far the ground. It's yach to the ground. Not the bayah.
Gidas
only means when you use it a couple of times. You say every rack and so was used already. Close. I don't think so. You can argue the point. So again, I'm not clear exactly on the why. Most people, the place on the sand by the beach, that maybe definitely get a mechilas. Who makes a mechilas over? Who's the owner over here? Most is swarm, most is mukhsar. Well, in the case of a sandbox.
But
that
is,
it's
going to be also
in
the sand anyway. Because
now this goes to the sandbox. So it's goes
it.
In the sandbox on Shabbos. What? No, walking is that's the ground. You're not walking ground. No ground. We'll get to touching mukhsar. Okay, that's going to be the hamster. Even more to the Matan and the Sarah's now. Now, what about the gate to a sandbox? People, they took it, they brought it, they put it in the box. I know if you know, park right across the street from you. So, what is then a box to my son Jabba? So, then those want to come along and say, shoo, it's a Kli, which Kli Shemak Lisser. It's made for Chayush over here, Baina, Losh. And therefore, they have toys of Eastern size in the Kodashani. If the one time you cannot use on Shabbos, why? It's Muksa. It's made for Kli Shemak Lisser. Vyashiv, Kodashani, all this. Atala Sheni. Those one tiny, mice is not muksa. It's a Kli Shemak letter, the Mizilver, a Bosner, the Bettina, Shemir Shabbos. They say the mice, it's different reasons they come along the one tiny. Number one, they tiny, first of all, even if it is for Itzer, it's a Kli Shemak letter also. Makes a both. Why? Because first of all, a lot of sand, if it's soft over there, you take the sand, it'll fall right back down, not making any gubas on Shabbos. But what happened yesterday is Miyuchah for Itzer and for Heter. With both, it's a Kli Shemak letter, we saw clearly in Tzav Gimel. That's number one. Number two, they discuss, let's say, an object is made to place even for Issa, but the kids la bar chinuch. I mentioned one time, we'll have to get back to something that people do use. A kid, 2 year old, takes a thing that's muksa, and he's made to play with it on Shabbos. He himself does. Kamal Moshin says, if it's children play with things that are Issa, not muksa on Shabbos, because who's being maksa das? They play with it. Others want to disagree. Maestro Moshin says, things that have even are also to play with, the kids who are not bar chinuch play with it, still not muksa. So first of all, maybe it's Kli Shemak Letter and it's Mutter. Number two, if it's Bar Chinuch L'maisel, not Bar Chinuch anyway, maybe it's not Mukhsar. Number three, even if it is a Bar Chinuch, what is it? Kli Shemak Letter and Mutter Kuf Mekhoimoy? Why is that in the category of Mutter Kuf Mekhoimoy? So the Chura, maybe it's an arguing, maybe in the Tzarech Hamite, good Tzarech, poor playing with it is what everyone does all the time, should be Mutter. So I see the numerous form called Echlam, it's Kli Shemak Letter. Therefore, the fact that you're Yachinuch put in this area over here will be in the category of making ice, rock, and into a toy. It's a toy. Of course, not be a problem over here. Another case of this cost, especially in this country, is Garnei Mishmash. Garnei Mishmash are apricot seeds, or called Jajuim, or Ajuim. Depends which kid quotes, says it, I'm not sure what the correct word is. But basically, I assume a lot of people know that you buy apricots, the kids tell you to go buy the apricots just to get the pits inside, and then they're a collection of 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, and they play with it, and they do whatever they want. Not exactly clear what they do. Mice, they have these Ajuim. Now the question is, you have these pits inside, and are they mukso or not mukso? What are they exactly? The question is, when you eat the apricots on Shabbos, it gets pit out on Shabbos, and when you eat the apricots erev Shabbos, and the kid takes it out and he's miyakadet, what's the shiloh? The shiloh is that we're saying the yichud adai machshava works. What's chazi? These cases are certainly chazi. But here is a cotton. In a cotton, do an act of machshava. There's a gemara in chulin daf gimel. Worked down by the place of Shabbos, by also like Domo and Sikon Zamachet, El Yavav Krim Gonim, it says, Yichud by cotton does not work. Why he has no Machshava? They point out, Yichud Aydei Maisa by cotton works. What? Fine, but that's nothing different over here. They point out that the Gemara Chulin speaks out, the Machshava does not work by cotton, Masha Enki Maisa does. So if the kid didn't make it to it, it took the Ajum and painted it upon it, you know, it's going to maybe play with the Seder. But here you have this case over here that people just miyaka to go play with it. So the shaila is, how in the world do you make it from a rock to a toy? How do you do that? V'yashim shamzam v'chushonish v'shabas, all bring down yichud al dey kotin al dey machshova, the mice does not work. Mice it does, machshova does not work. Why is a pit a rock? Pits are okay. The lock is later on. We'll get to very clear. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses Adjuim. It says that pits that you have no animals around are rocks. And muksam jab muksam machas gufay. The animals is in the machila. So, but this asks the question. So, children are animals. Okay. So step by step. So first, no, we'll get these far. So we have to first step by step. First, if it's something that happens on Shabbos. On Shabbos. So we already mentioned at the beginning that we have a Shivik Kli that broke on Shabbos. You want to miyach on Shabbos, the place to say the Maisi cannot do that. Why? Maybe it's a little get a stack of mono. Kurva that happens on Shabbos per se, when a person eats apricots, and now you just get over here, can you miyach him on Shabbos? Who's the baya? We see yich on Shabbos does not work over here. So bring down the Chodshani. Chodshani says, the loch is the maisa, if it happens on Shabbos, the pits are mukstrom. He says, even though the reason why you're buying these apricots are only for the pits, the kids tell you, go buy them for the pits, and the apricots are not even the reason why you're buying it for, he still says, the oil looks upon it, the ikku is the apricot and not the pit, and the pit's only a something you tell inside of it. Until you get to it, might it's oichel, and now it comes in Shabbos, it comes to pit. It's muks over here. Shalmi hudu look, muks, they come along, they want time, the vavos, the mice is, it's muks on Shabbos. Atzad Hasheni, vavos in Shmei Shabbos, come along Shmei Shabbos, the chap, the oil movie is saying over, they're saying mice is not muks. Why? Just like we see, the look is, let's say you have food over here, you eat it, and the pit will come out, and look at the animals around, it's not mukso. The time out, you saw it. The kids are not worse than the animals, and therefore, just like we see it never lost its stage of being mukso, agam yishlo chalik, they went from oichel to oichel, there's oichel odom to oichel behemo, agam on oichel by an odom is not mukso at all, oichel behemo is a klishim lachleheter. But here also, we see the study over here that went from a case of a oichel of a person eating it, who also of the toy for kids to go play with, klishim lachleheter. It could be the same idea, like a behemoth switched over. I went to Kli Heter. Behemoth Kli Heter. Now it's not going to get it. What? Not another Heter of Shlodet Sarkval. It did not have the Heter of Shlodet. It came the same name of Eichel, it switched levels. So here the question is, you did not keep the here. The question is, it switched levels, it switched names. Kamuk Shemir Shabbat, Blamaisa, it was never Mukso, it never came Eich. It went from being an idea of an apricot to being a toy. It wanted tiny, just like a kid now works with animals, and they will never lose the shame of stamptious, the switch is a stamptious, they want tiny mice and not mukhs over here. The Piskechuvus brings down the Shalmahuda that he wants to be Machman, he says, mice and loy dog, if you forgot this, saw the Shemir Shabbos, because it's a stark idea that's not different than the mice of an animal over here. Maisa Archa Shabbos himself, when he brings it down in his first prints before he came out, he was Mekel. The ones that the Maisa he printed at the end, he was the Maisa, he brings down Viyasha to be Machmer. The Gamma looking around where Viyasha goes, Swarm caught him different ways, so Yesh Lodin. That's again when it happened on Shabbos itself, according to the Starkest Swarm to be Mekel. Negated when it happened on Erev Shabbos, also we saw the same question. Come along with Viyasha, they summed him down, and the Shazitzik, Paskins, Shamilis, and Maisa, even on Erev Shabbos, who's Miyachlet? The kid. So even if it happened in Erev Shabbos, the yichud of a kid, machshava, the mice does not work. Atzad Hasheni come on the Kodesh Shani, he says, no, here the Bnei Bayis were miyachle for the kids. They gave it over the kids. That's part of what you're doing. We say them for the kids, we give them the kids. That's part of our either I'm being miyachle for them, or we give the koyach of yichud through them, and therefore yichud through them, the mice works. And there's more of a reason we make it on Erev Shabbos. Now, you could start as far as Mikan Lakan to be machmer to make it, just speak out three svaras to make it, three svaras to be machmer. Number one, the source you make a very simple, this is Shal and Rabbanon. So Rabbanon Kula, like we said, over the first cover of almost Rabbanon, Yesh Melisma Klaakul. Second is, even if it is a Bayan Erev Shabbos, you said even on Shabbos itself, it's not worse than Michael Behemo. Third is, that Maisa may be the idea that the Chodesh Shani is saying in Erev Shabbos, that when they buy it, the Maisa be Miyakada for them. The Tzatri Machmir is, that first of all, the idea of these Jajum is a Chesaron in the Chon of being a Kli. The idea of Chesaron being a Kli is maybe Nichol Geda of a Smach Dakro, of it's not, like a case of Noila, it's not around the way to be clear. A smach dako, we said we're not the call by Mukso of some Dabon Lukulo, at Aleph. Base is, the Maiso, Chonai de Kotan, the four does not work. And the third point is, we'll get to Mechab and Sifim, hey, they studied. Mechab says, let's say you have a Rakan Shabbos, a Rakan during the week, and you come along and you designate to be a ball. Miyachid lo ilum. Says the Mechab, it's Mukso. Why? To miyachad, you have to make it their kli. A ball has no value, it's meaningless. Sports, it's pastime, it's a waste of time, that's what's called pastime. American has a bunch of pastimes, favorite pastime. It's a waste of time, that's kind of pastime. Might say it might be even worse than pictures. So we have this idea over here that it's mamish not chashiv, and therefore the Mechaber writes anything they made into a ball is muksan Shabbos. Balls are meaningless, are rocks. That's all it is, it's zero nothing. So come along with this. Ramal disagrees. Echlami ibn Ashkenazi, I mean, let's mark, they have issues. But come along, we have not reason to be machmen, machaber sheet, the kind is, you take a rock and make it into a ball, it's nothing. The adjum, according to Machaber, speaks out of the Nesvar, the adjum, kuli alma b'nei svada muksa. I mean, the whole adrim the achronim speak out. They write kuin mechaber abadetz muksa. For example, the ashnas as far as mikan lekan. So we have svara mikan lekan to be machmon this adrim. The meisel the minig is plur the kid the mekel. Then you get about the sugya of chinuch. Meisel maybe to keep quiet. Not tell them anything. It's not worth the hassle. And we know chinuch is not for now. Chinuch is for the future. And make sure they're happy with what they're doing. And you teach them when the time comes. Now there is another case that discusses the chazi, like chazi. What about by a rock by a door? Is that have a category of being chazi or a category of not being chazi? So see the Aruch HaShabbos being down that a rock by a door is definitely a category of being chazi. Now they call me chazi, the maestro, yeshiva, machshav is enough. You can start clarifying Yeshua and Harbe that rocks, the chazis in the oilom, are not made to be a door stopper. This rock in the matzah that you put by, that was by the door, maybe people look upon it as a tzura being a rock stopper, being a door stopper. Pashtun, I would say, we don't look at this rock per se, I look for Kvalius. If you look for Kvalius, the whole rocks in the world, even if Shlaim is made to throw, the rocks in the world is not made to throw. So Chua Pisor will be an excellent category of Leichhozi. If it's Leichhozi, they need either Yichl Oilam or Gilus or Maiso. Or Kushabbat still is in the category of Chozi. I'm not sure why that's so, I will put it in the category of Leichhozi. Another thing that comes out from over here, a David study, is the idea of touching muksa. I mean, that's in the law of touching muksa. We have Ramah Mefurish and Sif Gimel that says it's muksa, it's mutter. Mechab and Sif Membei says Mechur, Avadi La touch muksa. We have a sofa in our sugya that why we're discussing it over here. We have the idea there of Ami Avati and Machalik is what to do with this Nidbach Shalavainim. Avonim. Kamlum, the Gemara said, Tayyul Lamodim. What Tayyul Lamodim means, Rashi explains, brought down by the Mishabrua, they took it, shifted it, and now it's set in its place, and it's muksa on Shabbos. But now go sit upon it. We see not only that loch is you allowed to touch muksa, you're allowed to use muksa. That is itself a very clear from our sugya, that having enough of muksa, being mishtamash muksa, the mice is mutter. That means people say you can't touch muksa. That's like chava, be moisif on the eight adas. That's not so. You're allowed to touch muksa, mechaber, ramo, and all that. Our sugya says you're allowed to mishtamash with muksa, you're allowed to have enough of muksa. What is it? It's a chazal. Chazal is asked to metaltal. Why not metaltal? Why is it metaltal? Gemara is it? For the sugya vaytza, or are they still to lead him doing an active iser? But touching any muksa, avada is mutter. That's why you're allowed to go do that. There's another case brought down the Gemara daf to chol beis amnalas. The Gemara discusses a mishnah. You come to by a boat. You come to the docks. They put the ramp down. The ramp the mice is muksa. So the ramban and the ramp want to walk down the ramp. It's mutter. Why? You're touching it. A guy using it, no problem. So we're showing them the sugya clearly that we say that person is allowed to touch muksa and use muksa have enough of muksa. So we'll get to the Kalm Tolta Begufay with that self as a Machlaikis. According to the Chadnish, Tolta Begufay is also with Mozarech Isser. Even according to the Shmuel Maizeh, who is being Mekel, over here, well, I'm sorry? Over here, this is the Derech, by the Derech, everyone agrees, not called Tolta Begufay. That means the Derech, the Kilka Ball, it's not Tolta Begufay. But we have to get Seventh Sukkah. The Maizeh being Mishtamish Mukhsa, the Maizeh Avada, it's Motor. Now there is an Aruch HaShulchan over here that says that even though he lacked touch muksa, he says it's really not to why? Lo meyasekein, why do that for? He says he makhmer maklo, why he's saying that for? Even the Mishabur that brings down the Me'iri over here to be a makhmer, you look up the Me'iri in the gear sense that we have, it seems to be two different gear sites. But he says over here it's really to be makhmer, you put the rack aside, we did not put the rack, it's shifting around. And when I sit upon it, he says really to be makhmer, because you might be metatl, because shifting and moving a little bit, it's going to bother you, so you might take your hands and move it. That's why the Me'iri says Roiti Machman that the Mishmur is bringing down. Again, that's not the words of the Mishmur per se, but that's the gist of the Me'iri that's coming from, that when you have a shash, a might move it, when you be metatl with it, you might pick it up and do it, then it's not to be mishtamish with muksa. Otherwise, the lock is a body ladder, touch muksa. Now, they do if we're saying you allowed to touch muksa, let's say muksa is Roi L'Achila, example case of Tevel. Can you touch it? What's the shayla? The shayla is, for example, by chometz. The lock is about the chometz at Pesach is also. Can you touch a goy's chometz? Lock is in Hilchos Pesach. You're not allowed to touch it. Why? You might come to go eat it. Can you touch tevel? You might come on Shabbat to come to go eat it. Example: another lock could a person smell chometz. You can smell chometz. Why? You might come to eat it. They discuss with your aflashik. You can go smell pizza. About the shulchan when he brings it down, he says, "Makes you mekel." Not sure why. It's arachid. You might come to go eat it. Or let's say. It should not be moist. Somebody chumer is avad. Tons of to be mekel. Avad, he can't smell it. But that question is negated to muksa. Can a person touch it? In the case, he might not come to eat it. Come on, because I'm safer. And I don't want to base in Madura. You know, he can't touch muksa. when it's roilach hilo. Not allowed to. Why? Might come to eat it. No other reason why. Again, avad mitzam mukster where you allowed to touch it. Might come to eat it, a person cannot touch it. Meister the grass, in the base of Gimel and Kuntras Achim points out that no one brings down in anywhere. You do not see this gzeira that the steam is on paishkin that way. And therefore, the Meister, you are allowed to touch mukster even though it's roilach hilo, just you cannot be metal to mukster. So again, it comes along very simple. You allowed to touch it. However, there are two places to ask from. One is that we came across a cigarette ready of Shiva Kalim. First, they have a Masikim Kalim or Shiva Kalim. So the Gemara not called test where they're coming from. The Gemara comes along, brings down that, and we pass it this way. The person can Masikim Kalim, and not Shiva Kalim. The person can burn on Yontif, real Kalim, but not Shiva Kalim. Why? Beside the Indian of Mukta. In fact, the Rajba, and he explains, why is the reason why a person cannot be Masikim Shiva Kalim? Why he tends to go be mishdamish with the Adayim and to go use it and to go burn it is nichol the category of using muksa be mishdamish with the muksa. He says a person that cannot be mishdamish with muksa. And then he says even though it's just in front of you, to go light it and be mishdamish that even though nigi is mutter and we take our singular stuff and non mishdamish is also mutter, says Rashba, you cannot be masikim shivakil. You know why? Because you're mishdamish and having enough of muksa. You now be mishdamish with muksa. So he says, very good, it's Rashba. He says, we pass like this Rashba. He says, if Kivegir and Simon Shinchofa, he brings down Aramonga Brom that says, the Maisi lasts in the top of a rock because the Mishdamish is not with the Gears motor. He says, the Rashba is against you. The Rashba says, not this way, but Sarachia. If you got the Rashba, says, you cannot be Mishdamish with the Mukhsar. But all you learn in Hilkas Yontif, some talk of Aleph, and Machabah says, Mastiki Mishivakel, you cannot do. Says the Mishnah Brura, says the Mongar Brom, you know why? The Rashba. They say a person cannot be Mishdamish with Mukhsar. So it was serious halacha. Magar Brahma and Mishnah Brahma says, you can be Mishdamish in the Mukhsar. You land it in the rock. You land it off the rock. Yet, Simon Topkov Aleph says the Mishnah Brahma and the Magar Brahma come to the Rajbah. They cannot be Mishdamish with the rock. You cannot be Mishdamish Shiva Kalim. So again, Nagiva Mukhsar Vali, you can. Can you use Mukhsar? Can you use Mukhsar not? Can you sit in a car? You land it, you use things. Stira. So Bethan answers to say over one way to answer the Mishnah Brahma and Magar Brahma, but not to answer the Rajbah. Look at the Rajbah, not answering it. The oil brings down a base of Levi. The base of Levi wants a kind of daf when he's coming to burn it. The lock is that's cool, ke'in, using it up. And the words of Mishnah Brura is choshev gefiltel nilkus yontif. He says that's a category of ke'in moving it. A stamp that is not going to be used over and over and over, that's not a real, if you're going to destroy it and be gone over here, that's ke'in, a full tiltal over here. Therefore, by miyuch, by shiva, ke'in will be machmer. Otherwise, the torch books and have a stamp when it did not get used up. Basically, Levi said the Maisa, that's Beseder. That's what the Mishnah was discussing. We're saying the rock. The rock's there and here. Stays. That's not total. When you use it up, it's Choshev Ke'en total. Has more of a get of a Shtamshis over here. Again, they point out, look up at the Rajba inside. It says, therefore, a person cannot take a table and put it and leave it on top of an egg. You know what? It's called Mishdamish with an egg. So they point out, that not answer the Rajba, answer the Mishnah Brula Cholop office, basically Levi. But not the Rajba. So if you want to answer the Rajba, I'm the disciple, it's getting late. In the Bayis of Medal, the Yimachal, whether it's Muchan or Kli, although there are other Chulukim to answer. So, Mazam gets involved in this question, and to answer the Rajba per se. Well, Maisa, the Loch is from like bringing down, they get very clear from our Sergio. The Loch is a person that can touch Muksa, and Mishdamish in heaven. Leave, for example, you want to sit on the hood of a car, can you go do that on Shabbos? So, Maisa, if you hold the car's Kli, head to like a Moshe, Shish Lodin, a Vali can. If you hold it's a Kli, it's our Kufay anyway. If you hold it, it's a Muksar and Kis. Maisa, you can sit upon it. Why? Because the Maisa, what? So, if the moving a little bit is the Chura is only tilted to Gufa, you don't have to come on for that also. So, Imulakach, you should also, if that's good, the moving goes back and forth in the same place. Maisa, again, so we hold allowed to. However, come along the Mishabu and Siv Gimel, he brings down that true, we always hold Muksa as much as touch, except it brings down one case. There's a Machaber and Simin Shincha Beis that says a base of a person cannot touch on Yontif, on Shabbos. A base you know that Shabbos and Yontif cannot touch. Smoksa you can't touch. We have a kasha. We're saying Machaber, Ramah, Rishonim, and Poskim all say you're allowed to touch Muksa. Even a Shtamsh, even a Noah's Mutter. Come on, Machaber says you can't touch an egg. You can't touch an egg. Why? So come on, Rishonim argue the point what the site is, the Chumash Sedeshin versus the Magi Mishnah. Chumash Sedeshin says the whole time you're allowed to touch Muksa is a Tzarech Dover a Heter, and not Tzarech Dover a Isser. We're doing the Tzarech, the Muksa, you cannot touch it. That means you want to take a plate and cover the egg to protect it so no one to step upon it, and you're going to end up touching the muksa, that's tzarech al-muksa, you're not allowed to. Tzarech al-heter, you are allowed to. That's how a local meister the mechaber the tazim of Rabban Paskin, which brings down again. So Gimel, he brings down the Yisrael by us earlier. However, the Mishnah also brings down the second mahalik by us of Sif Gimel. It says to the chiluk whether dafkin egg when he touches eggs roll naturally. So chashash even get touched very little and won't roll. There's an omen to move through your negia. Dafka by egg will be machmer. So the Mishmur again brings down two different shitas. It's a kon yudzayin by us. Either to be machmer by an egg, why can start over iser, or mitzah when he touches, it's going to roll. The Mishmur by us brings down two shitas. He's noiter more to Yemekel. However, clearly in Simish and Yod, he writes to bring down two sides that we paskin the loy kemogavim and kitaz. Dika locha the Mishmur is like the Magen Mishnah, and he writes the locha is that a person can touch all mukses except for an egg, he might come to roll it. That means all mukses, whether it's a tzarech davar for itzer or tzarech davar hetzi, you let it touch. Except when it comes to go roll, be machmer. Building upon this, says the Mishavura, let's say, for example, he says in Simon Reish Lamachai and Reish Ayin Zayin, let's say if you touch it, it will roll after the case of an egg. He says, therefore, you have a candelabra, seems to be they were hanging, and they would touch it, it would shake back and forth. Even then, also, negir is also. That means they come along a lochel maiso, all negir and maiso water. Not except in the case when you touch it, aimed to move, a gam lav davke moves, not sinkratio, but aimed to move, the loch is in the gear because it's aimed to move. A rock? No, a case it's not. It's most rocks aren't. If you tell me the case where it's aimed, no, first of all, even though it's aimed, tilt of a goofy, there's no issa even when you do it. There's not a problem. It's there to sit up but not to move it that way. You want to move, actually pick up and move it. There's a difference. Like, you want to move, we'll get a little tilt of a goofy. The definition is when you want to move place to place, what do you go do with it? That you don't want to move it, let's shift like this. You might do that because that might be convenient for you, but that's called tilt of a goofy. Fine. Vereshem, tomorrow, like the 9:30 of Vosha says, we'd like to finish off the sugya of Shivay Kelim Hashem Yitaka. We'd like to get back to it, we didn't get to it yet. And the message on Sunday will do Sif Yud.